This is a guided reflection from Tara Brach's book, Radical Acceptance. Recognizing the trance of unworthiness. Recognizing the beliefs and fears that sustain the trance of unworthiness is the beginning of freedom. You might find it useful to pause for a few minutes to consider the parts of yourself that you habitually reject and push away. Do I accept my body as it is? Do I blame myself when I get sick? Do I feel I am not attractive enough? Am I dissatisfied with how my hair looks? Am I embarrassed about how my face and body are aging? Do I judge myself for being too heavy, too underweight, not physically fit enough? Do I accept my mind as it is? Do I judge myself for not being intelligent enough or for being too intelligent? For not being funny enough or interesting enough? Am I critical of myself for having obsessive thoughts? For having a repetitive or a boring mind? Am I ever ashamed of myself for having bad thoughts, mean, judgmental, or lusty thoughts? Do I consider myself a bad meditator because my mind is so busy? Do I accept my emotions and moods as they are? Is it okay for me to cry? To feel insecure and vulnerable? Do I condemn myself for getting depressed? Am I ever ashamed of feeling jealous? Am I critical of myself for being impatient, irritable, intolerant? Do I ever feel that my anger or anxiety is a sign that I'm not progressing on the spiritual path? Do I feel I'm a bad person because of ways I behave? Do I hate myself when I act in a self-centered or hurtful way? Am I ashamed of my outbursts of anger? Do I feel disgusted with myself when I eat compulsively, when I smoke cigarettes or drink too much alcohol? Do I feel that if I am selfish and often do not put others first, I'm not spiritually evolved? Do I feel as if I am always falling short in how I relate to my family and friends? Do I feel something is wrong with me because I'm not capable of intimacy? Am I down on myself for not accomplishing enough, for not standing out or being special in my work? Often we perceive the trance of unworthiness most clearly by recognizing how we want others to see us and what we don't want others to see in us. And now I invite you to bring to mind someone you've spent some time with recently, someone you like and respect, but don't know all that well. What do you want this person to see about you most? For example, that you're loving, generous, attractive. What do you not want this person to perceive about you? What do you not want them to see in you? For example, that you're selfish, insecure, or perhaps jealous. As you go through your day, I invite you to pause occasionally to ask yourself, this moment, right now, do I accept myself just as I am? Without judging yourself, simply become aware of how you are relating to your body, your emotions, your thoughts and behaviors. Remembering that as the trance of unworthiness becomes conscious, it begins to lose its power over our lives.